Human Ambassador. A pleasure to meet you. I am the diplomatic liaison Vilia, and I am acting in representation for my people of the Alpha Centauri system. My thanks again for hosting us here within your own system, and I hope we can reach a mutually beneficial agreement between our two peoples. Now, would you mind sitting here with me for a moment? Thank you. Surprised? I'm sorry, about what? About our similarities? Yes, I suppose we are fairly alike. Besides the fact that we tend to range in more violet skin tones, and you have much more hair than us, our anatomy is comparable. I would expect you to know about this already, but... Ah, this must be your first encounter with my kind in person. I'm sure seeing me face to face is a bit of a shock in that case. So many other races vary drastically from us. It goes against the norm for the two to be so similar. I must say, I am glad to be meeting with your race for the first time as well. I'm happy we share many similarities, and I am looking forward to our interactions today. Rest assured, Ambassador, this is not my first assignment. I am quite experienced. This is, however, my first time with a member of your species. I have countless hours of research on your kind and your practices of mating, so I hope I've spent an adequate amount of time in order to make up for a lack of practical knowledge. I'm sorry, you're saying, did I mean meeting, not mating? I see. If that's the term you use, then excuse me for my mistake. Now, Ambassador, I am sure you have prepared your side of the trade agreement plans and are ready to begin, but as you know, my people must conduct our greeting ceremony before any negotiations can be done. I must first ask for your consent before we progress. You seem uncertain? Are you hesitant about participating? I can assure you it will not be a painful experience, and it can be concluded in a timely manner. It is practiced simply to help us establish a better understanding of each other, as well as to prevent unnecessary stress and hostility during the discussions. Okay. Thank you for agreeing to participate with me. If I may, please follow me to a room we have prepared for the ceremony. Here we are, Ambassador. I have requested this room to be thoroughly cleaned, and I have prepared towels for when we are finished. Yes, I know there is nothing here except a table. That is all we need for the ceremony. It is uncommon for additional items to be brought into the ritual, although if that is what you truly need to continue, we can ask... Are you sure? It is not too much of a hassle if you desire a lubricant or insertable items. I will not view these requests as an insult. Ambassador, you are familiar with the practices of our greeting ceremony, correct? You seem rather confused. Well, if you insist that it is merely nerves, then I can't fault you too much. If you have forgotten, I will remind you that since I am your guest here, it will be your turn to relieve me first. I will then return the gesture, and we will conclude by conducting a mutually satisfying meeting act, as you said is the correct term. I will remove my gown and lay down on the table now. You may begin when you are ready, Ambassador. What to do? Well, that is up to you. So long as you bring me to orgasm, or I feel you have adequately satisfied me, you may pleasure me how you see fit. Ambassador, staring at me like this is a little embarrassing. We may look similar, but I still understand if you are not sexually stimulated by me. I must remind you, however, that this is a professional interaction, and desire is not necessary for this to proceed. So, if you would begin. Ambassador, we do have other matters to attend to after this, so if you are not fit to continue this ceremony, then I must... You are leaning in close to... Oh! Oh my. I did not expect you to use your mouth. The usual practice is to use a hand or appendage. No, no. This is perfectly acceptable. This is quite acceptable. I was not expecting this to be pleasurable. You said you're new to this job? Which means you've never done a political ceremony like this before. But you are very, very good at this. That means you've had a lot of practice in your private life. Tell me, Ambassador, how do I taste compared to human females? I feel you are simply trying to flatter me. From my research, it seems as though human women are absolutely delicious. At least, that is how it seems by the way the partner acts as they lick their genitalia. Oh, you're right about that. Genitalia is a rather stiff term. I believe you use the words pussy or sometimes cunt. I'm familiar with these. They were often used in the material I studied. So, Ambassador, you are doing a fantastic job eating my pussy. That sounds good, right? You like hearing that, do you? Well, I want you to shove your tongue deep into my cunt. Keep sucking my pussy, human. It feels so good. Your ways of speaking during sex are so exciting. It gets me extremely aroused. Oh, fuck. You're incredible with your tongue. So good. Humans are too fucking sexy. My words, yes, I am fond of your race. Even before I was assigned to this task, I may have done a lot of research on your pornography. I love how passionate humans seem to get during sex. It's rare to see that kind of raw energy in my people, and to be honest, I've been craving it for a long time. That wild, animal-like fucking. I want to experience it so badly. Oh, I'm so glad I'm doing this ceremony with you. You have no idea how satisfying this finally is. Oh, I feel like I've been pent up with lust for decades. No, I did not take this job just for this, but it may have been a very strong incentive. Oh, fuck, you're going so hard now. Okay, I admit it, I didn't want to get my hopes up. I expected it to be an averagely dull ceremony, but I secretly wanted it to be more. Oh, God, yes, okay, a lot more. Yes, you're right. This is all I really wanted. I wanted you to fuck me senseless. I wanted your human cock to pound me so fucking hard. I wanted to show you my skills and drive you wild before making you cover me in your warm, delicious cum. Fuck. Oh, it's better than I even thought it would be. Oh, you're gonna make me cum now? Oh, human. Oh my. I never came like that during a ceremony. That was incredible. Oh, thank you for that, Ambassador. With skills like that, I don't understand why you were so hesitant to begin. But you aren't the only skilled one here. It is now your turn to receive. Please lie down on the table here, and I will pleasure you. Forgive me for the wet table, although I would say that is more of your fault. We can get the towels to dry it now, or... Ah, you are eager to continue to...
I'm completely fine with that. Hmm. Now, I think I will pay you back in kind. As I said earlier, using one's hand is usually the common practice. But since you were so gracious as to go beyond that, I believe it is only right to use my mouth as well. Allow me to climb on top, and I can remove your pants for you. Oh, wow. excuse me, I was the one staring this time. I've seen many in my research material, but seeing it here, it is much larger than those of my species. But I'm very happy about that. Let me see first how your taste compares. No! It is not disgusting, it's just, again, the material led me to believe it would have a much more enjoyable taste, but don't worry, I will have no problem pleasuring you. It was simply a mismatch of my expectations. Now let me just... I will say, I am enjoying the feel of you in my mouth. It's so warm and hard, and I can feel you throbbing every time I move. I love it. I can do it how the human girls do as well. Move my tongue around the top. Swirl my mouth around it as I suck it. This usually drives a man over the edge. I'll stroke you as my mouth covers the top. I'll make sure to rub your balls too. Oh, fuck. Sucking your cock is like a workout. I didn't realize it would take so much effort to pleasure you like this. But I'm having a lot of fun. I see this very often, too. The woman will take the full length all the way down her throat and let the man thrust into her. Let me try that. Oh my. How am I supposed to fit all of you down my throat like that? Dear God, I was about to suffocate on your cock. You expected that to happen? Ambassador, I would have appreciated a warning about that. So, I suppose you'll have to repay me with something. I'm gonna make you come down my throat. I've dreamed of feeling a human cock throbbing in my mouth as it fills me with cum. The taste. I expect it won't be as I imagined it, but I still need to feel you release all of your seed in my mouth. I need it so badly. And then after this, you're gonna pound my cunt and feel that too. I want your cum everywhere. Yes. Right after I finish you off here is when we both pleasure each other. You'll enter my dripping pussy. And you'll fuck me mindless like those human sluts in the videos. What do you mean you won't be able to come again? Is something wrong with you? No, the men are always able to come dozens of times in the... Are you telling me human males can't orgasm repeatedly? Refractory period. How long? No, I can't wait that long. No. No, I need to taste more of this, but... Damn you, human, and damn your lying porn. Fuck. I want so much more of your cock, but if I need to wait... Okay, okay, we need to move on this instant. Stay right there, and I'm gonna put you inside of me. Oh, yes. I finally get to feel this. I wanted to feel a human cock inside me for so long. Oh, fuck. That is perfect. Absolutely perfect. You feel me so well. You feel me so well. And I must feel incredibly tight around you too, hmm? Oh, don't worry, Ambassador. I'll be able to handle it. I'll do a lot more than just handle it. Oh, fuck yes. Hold my hips and let me bounce on you. Let me work this cock. I need to do this. Oh, yes. Oh, take my pussy. Take my fucking pussy. Take it. Take it, take it. Yes, human. You feel so much better than I imagined. Oh, I have to tell you, I've got dozens of replica toys of your species. I pound myself nearly every night with them, and they make me come like nothing else, but oh god, they are not even close to the real thing. Oh, the way you stretch me and fill me with this burning heat. Oh, not even my best toy can compare. Oh, my body feels so good. Oh, every inch of me is tingling. The face with my tongue out. I thought it was sexy. You don't? No. Sorry. I just need to show you how good you're making me feel. Here, you can run your hands along my body. Up to my breasts. Feel how burning hot my skin is. That's how you know a female is incredibly aroused. That's all from you, human. This isn't just a ceremony anymore. It's the best fucking thing I've ever felt. Oh, yeah, I'm almost there. I'm so close to coming. Please, please tell me you can come with me. That's possible, right? You can do that? Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, thank you. Oh, I need to feel you come with me. Oh, that's the final thing I need. Oh, I need you to... I need you to fill me with your hot cum. And then... you give me more on my body. Fuck. Okay, maybe. A maybe is good enough. I'm just a greedy little whore right now. I know I am. I need so much more from you, Ambassador. Oh, I'm almost there. Almost. Please. Please. Come with me now. Come. Come. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, you're able to come with me. Oh, you got it all over my breasts and on my stomach. Oh, I need to taste it. Still not what I imagined, but it's fucking delicious anyway. God, I'm gonna have to ask for a permanent position dealing with humans now. Oh, Ambassador, I hate to say it, but the ceremony is now complete. We, have other duties we need to get to. But thank you so much for making this an incredible moment. You have no idea how many of my desires you have just filled. I am a very happy woman right now. Now, let's get toweled off and put our clothes back on. There, I think we are ready to move to those trade discussions. But, Ambassador, I did feel like I was greatly misinformed about certain practices. Perhaps after the discussions are over, you wouldn't mind to help better inform me? Unofficially, of course. Maybe in my room?
Yes?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Ambassador. I'm very appreciative of the offer to help.
Let us attend to the matters of hand and get them settled as quickly as possible. The sooner we finish, the sooner our people can benefit from them, of course. And then maybe we will have time for additional cultural exchange.